patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin, Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony.
Normally, Zora Stevenson is here for information on the Bucks. Today, I need therapy.
I need therapy.
Dr. Zora Stevenson has to help me.
You cannot be helped.
Monday hurt.
She can't help
you. I couldn't go to sleep, and I didn't. I wasn't mad like breaking tennis rackets like I used to do when I lost. I was so sad. And all right, Zora, take over.
How are you doing today,
Zora? He just told you how he's doing.
Well,
on Monday. I'm wondering. You know, heals all.
Well, time heals all. Like they're gonna kill Miami
time
today.
Ain't healing anything.
They're gonna destroy Miami. Because one, Miami their game six is everything for them. The Bucks were embarrassed. Giannis embarrassed.
First off, can you picture Homer breaking rackets after he loses?
Let's just smash him right against the tree. It was great.
I can picture him trying to break that.
Okay, that's fine.
That's so weak. You couldn't even...
That's fine. I had old wooden ones.
Shot fired, baby.
I got things worth. And Zora, I feel like I should think the Bucks are going to win this. It would be historic to do so because all they got to do is win game six. They're winning tonight. It's not going to be close. I think Miami will rest a little bit because
Miami's not resting.
All right. We'll see how many minutes they get
Zora,
in.
Please help this
the
dude.
The Bucks get ahead.
He thinks Miami's going to rest.
Right.
Tonight.
The Bucks are ahead 20 in the second half. Yes, Miami's going to pull people out because they're short with injuries.
Zora, please.
And Jimmy's not going to play that many minutes. But I should believe.
Okay. Can you allow Zora to help you?
Sure.
Please?
I'm done.
Zora, can you address that statement?
Dr. Zora,
that
take over.
The Heat are going to rest and Jimmy's not going to play much.
Well, the statement that he said that they're going to rest the Heat versus the Bucks are going to be up 20 and then Jimmy's not. Those are two different statements.
Well, no, it's based on the second part.
Yeah, I mean, and time score situations here. But
no, that's what he's saying, Zora. He's saying the Heat aren't going to really care about tonight's game.
Time and score, they will replace much sooner than average.
You mean Spoelstra is going to throw the white flag?
Sooner than average. You will make that comment at some point during the game.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
And you're saying the Bucks are going to be up by so much, it's just not going to be within reach.
Well, again, within, you know, like you would normally think, well, that's not enough. And then you're going to say, damn, Homer was right.
Why would he do that? Because they think they have an opportunity in game six?
Game six is it. And they're short players with injury. They don't want to have too many minutes. What's the point of the minutes?
Game six is only it.
Rest Jimmy Butler.
What are you resting for?
What?
This is it.
No, exactly. No. Game six is it.
This game is it.
No. Okay.
Game six is not it.
Okay.
What are you talking about? Why would you push it to game six, and then if I don't win that, I'll give myself one chance, and then I got to go face game seven in Milwaukee? Yeah, that's a great strategy. Are you out of your mind?
The Bucks are the better team. They're not losing tonight.
You're talking about the Heat right now.
I know what I'm saying. Go ahead. Zora, go ahead. I haven't done really well.
We're getting off topic here.
Okay.
We need to talk about the Bucks. The Bucks are by far the better team. I don't even think the Heat are debating that.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Still doesn't mean they don't think they can beat them.
I mean, the Heat don't fear anyone. We know that. That's just a cultural thing. But the Bucks are the better team. That's not in question. It's just they got to play like it.
Oh, right. Which they haven't been. So, again.
Well, but there's a lot of factors. I'm not doing excuses, but Giannis basically misses the first three games.
I don't want to hear your excuses because they're irrelevant. The score is 3-1 now. We got to deal with what it is. I don't care why it's 3-1. The NBA is not caring why it's 3-1. It's 3-1. What are we going to do different now than we did the last
game? Jay Crowder's playing a little bit against Jimmy Butler.
I think the way you guard Jimmy Butler has to be different. And the Bucks could have won that game and Jimmy scored 56.
Oh, could have. Don't give me that could have. Of course they could have.
Like,
they should have won it.
The ball kind of going off of Drew's knee and the Kyle Lowry. I mean, it was there's fixable things even if Jimmy wants to be Jimmy.
Right.
He's not going to score 56.
Breaks did not go the Bucks' way.
Yes.
Yeah.
They were up 90% of the game. I mean, like, the strategy worked until obviously it didn't, but it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't working. They just didn't finish the job. Also, because when I first came on, you said you didn't want information about the team. You wanted to feel a little bit better. So here's my go at that. Bucks are down 3-1. Okay? The percentages are not great. But the last team to come back from down 3-1, we don't have to go back a decade or two decades. We just have to go back to 2020 in the bubble.
Denver.
The Denver Nuggets did it twice.
Yeah.
This is doable.
Okay.
And if any team can do it, it's the battle-tested, championship-caliber Milwaukee Bucks.
Who suck defensively.
Sounds
every
optimistic.
Now and then. At the end of that game, Zora, Miami scored 12 of their last 13 possessions and 27 points in those 13 possessions. They averaged over 2 points per possession in the last 6 minutes. Tony, I, and three people here can do better defensively against Miami than
that. Whoa. Let's be careful about those statements. But you're right. The Bucks defense has not been.
Oh, I can lock Butler up.
In the regular season. I
can lock Butler
okay.
up. I got Butler locked.
Take me out.
The Miami Heat also have not been the same team in the postseason.
Correct.
You have to throw out all the film that you have on the Miami Heat in the regular season. Because they're just playing different.
Making shots.
They were at the bottom of the league in 3-point.
Mm-hmm.
Percentages.
Though they were better the last 20 games or whatever. At least somebody gave me that stat. They were terrible, but
was that
they started
from the.
I don't know. They started.
Well,
making,
first,
they started
first of all,
making
first of all,
shots the last 20.
Jimmy's
games.
Shooting step back threes. He never shoots those.
Yeah. I mean, there was I can't remember. Like it was either the second or third game that the Bucks and the Heat played this season, and Jimmy had yet to take a three-pointer, let alone make
it. He's not a big three-point shooter. That's what it
and
is.
And now, yeah, he's shooting pull-up threes.
Oh, because you let him get hot. That's why.
Back in clutch time. Well, yeah, I mean, when you're feeling it, you're feeling it.
Right.
And but I have said this every time. I'm like, all right, after game one, I'm like, all right, well, Jimmy Butler is not going to like keep playing like that. After game three, I'm like, all right, Jimmy Butler is not going to keep playing like that.
I guess he's going to keep playing like that. I'll tell you this.
Jimmy Butler is going to keep playing
you
like
put
that.
Jay Crowder on him for 5 minutes of the game, he will not play like that. And they should have been doing this every game since the first one so that Jay can just wear him down a little bit.
Jay and Wes on him. Jay and Wes on him.
Wes is
well,
done,
you know,
right?
Jay didn't play last game.
I know.
Jay didn't play last game.
He's playing tonight.
Okay.
That's what I say.
Zora, what's the deal with Giannis? Is he 100? What's going on?
What percentage?
Ooh. You always want percentages. You always are the percentage people.
Yeah.
It's clear he's still dealing with stuff, right? That I mean, you just have to watch the game. But he's available.
Mm. Why did he not comment to the media after the game?
He's available. Come on. That's the best you got.
That's not a very good sign. That didn't make Dr. Smith happy.
Can we back up? He's probable.
I know.
This can change. Ugh. That does not mean available.
There we go.
Probable means he's playing.
No, it doesn't.
It means doesn't?
Probably.
What percentage of people that are probable play? I'll bet it's
90%. He was probable before game.
No, I thought he went from doubtful to questionable, not all the way to probable.
You're right.
Yeah,
but
love it.
Still, right. It doesn't mean he's available.
Okay.
It's an elimination game. He's available.
He's available. Yeah. Why was he not available after the game? I assume that was medical. Some people alluded to, well, he didn't want to talk. I said, Giannis will always talk. But I don't know. Why did he not? Do you have any idea why he was not available to the media after the game?
Right. He just wasn't available.
That's a great answer.
I know. I'm sorry.
No, you say I can't answer it. I get that. I'm grown. I'm married. I know how that works. No. So what are you thinking? What's the first thought that Zora Stevens is going to have when you walk on that arena and act to that arena tonight?
Oh, man. I mean, I always have the utmost faith in the Milwaukee Bucks because they're just so darn good at basketball. When they play up to their potential, I have no clue. Has this series gone any way you thought it was going to go? So at this point,
Yeah, I knew the Heat would be up 3-1. What are you talking about?
I'm gonna, huh?
Huh? Just kidding.
So I'm going to sit in my seat. I'm going to do my hits. I'm going to do my interviews. I'm going to watch the game and see what happens because I have no clue.
All right. What will you be watching for? What will you watch? And if you see it early, you'll think, yeah, this is going to be a good night.
Because, no, I thought they were going to win game four. I mean, game four was the game where you're like, everybody. All right, they're popping. They had a different vibe. They're pepping their step. Giannis is back.
Mm-hmm.
And they were up, like, you know, so nothing.
Was there a moment, a play, something that happened that flipped after 6 minutes, at the six-minute mark? Was there something that?
I mean, their offense just went stagnant, so they stopped hitting shots, and Miami started making
everything.
Shots. Yeah. Caleb Martin's two threes were big. I mean, literally, Caleb Martin looked Giannis in the face and still shot the basketball. How dare you? Who does that? And then made the shot.
They didn't talk trash to him.
You know all I want the Bucks to do if I was a coach? I'd put the score up with, what was it, 6 minutes to go up 12. Hey, that's all I want. That's all I want. Get there again tonight. What do you think of that theory, Zora?
Yeah, but as a coach, you got to tell them how to do that.
No, they know how to do it. You're champions.
Hey, how to do it? Same way you did it last time.
Okay, and then how about not
implode defensively?
It? Yeah.
If they play on one side of the ball or other side of the ball better, they win that game. You can't stink on both sides of the ball.
That's the last 6 minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. Either side of the ball. Oh man. Are you nervous, Tony? We know how
I'm not nervous. No, I mean. Like you say, they're by far the better team. I don't know. And last game they dominated. They had the game under control.
Yeah, Zoras, I've said
somehow,
this game's already won. This game is already won. Over.
That's why Homer jinxes everything, right?
Fine. You say I'm jinxing this.
I know.
And when Homer they kick their butt, I know Giannis. Giannis is embarrassed, and Giannis embarrassed wins. Quote me
okay,
on that.
But Giannis, let's be real. Giannis did his. Giannis had a good game.
But at the end, he missed too. Yeah, I know. Yes, I agree. I know.
But Zora. One. And he was one for four in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
One for four.
No, I know. I mean, I know.
Okay. Just letting you know. Giannis had a good game. Good game, no matter. If you're the star and you go one for four.
You guys are so hard on everyone.
No. You don't.
You know how hard.
You don't want to play it. Embarrassed Giannis.
Sorry. Are you giving out participation trophies here? What's going on?
You know how hard it is to win.
Oh.
Yes, I'm well aware of how hard it is. That's why you're the star player. You don't go one for four. You don't. First of all, you can't take only four shots. That's impossible. Can't do that.
I feel like I have to be therapy for Zora. Zora, they're not losing. No. You walk in to that building and you go up to Giannis and just look at his eyes. And when you do, you'll smile and go, damn, Homer was right again. That ain't losing tonight.
Just look at him and say, boy, stop playing.
No, just look at his eyes. You're around Giannis
energy?
All the time. You will know they're not losing
energy.
The first time you look at Giannis tonight. What?
Game six energy.
Yeah,
that's what we need tonight. Game six energy.
Yes.
Like, yo, we refuse to walk out of here.
Now you're talking. Now you're talking.
I just better not hear any Bucks in six chance tonight.
That's what.
That's not possible, right?
Yep. No kidding.
Neither was Bucks in six
the fans
when it was first said by Brandon Jennings. They lost to Miami by 1,000 points and got swept. So
we don't need to be. Yes.
So anyway.
Genesis.
Yeah, you said it, Zora. Just what you said. That's how the Bucks. You tell me what
you tell me
the next time you're on what you saw when you looked into Giannis's eyes the first time tonight when you saw him. That's my question next week.
The most important question, Zora. What is the average height of women in where?
Guatemala.
Guatemala.
Oh my goodness. What?
Do I give her the choices?
No. What does she think?
Yeah,
what do you think is the average height
of women
in
Guatemala?
Guatemala.
5'5".
Lower.
2.
Lower.
Lower.
What?
Lower.
Lower.
411.
Yeah! You nailed it.
No, it's not a lie. It's 100%.
Look it up. We don't make stuff up on this show, even though Tony
Homer
would disagree.
Does sometime, but he did make this one up.
Thanks, Zora. Look at his eyes, Zora. Talk to you later.
He would
Thanks.
Be.
Next.